Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the living God from whom all blessings flow. Today has been a day that it's been a well, December the 2014. I thank God for the ability to see this day, this giving blessed day that God has brought us to a place where He loves us. And you know, more than anything else, I want to tell you, I love God. I love Him with all my heart. And I want to say to the listeners tonight, that God has a word for someone. And I'll say this to you more than anything so you can remember. What God wants to do for you, God has done it. He wants us to know that He is who He say He is. We got to believe Him. We got to trust Him. We got to be able to be right there. Because God is able for us. And you know, the more I study into God's word, the more I want to say, thank you, Holy Father. Thank you for what you've done for me. And see, all I can tell you tonight is that you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You see, the gates of truth are open. God is looking for all truth. Can you believe? It's the golden nugget. I need you, Jesus. And see, one thing I've been saying along with some of the most prominent students of the Word, and I've come to understand the kingdom of heaven is within me. I've been knowing, but I one of the things that I'll be saying tonight, I asked somebody, you see, let's talk about for just a few moments. How is it possible for a believer to be rich in faith? Rich in faith. R-I-C-H in faith. To be rich in faith, I want to take it to James chapter 2, verses 5. You see, the poor people of the world have been come to a place where God will have them to know that the Lord will provide for us. He has provided for us, but He wants us to depend upon His Son Jesus Christ, who came and gave His life for all who can believe. I pray God that somebody can believe. One thing I will say to you tonight: the more we seek God, the more we go. So Heavenly Father, tonight that we come to you and we say thank you for everything that you have done for us, how you made us to know, because it's you, Father, I say hallelujah to you. Father, without you I can do nothing. With you all things are possible. Some things we just don't understand, but we'll believe it because we'll understand them better when we get to heaven. But while we're on this side of the river, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will bless us and call us to know, because you're the only one that we can do it. We thank you for everything. We praise you. We love you. We adore you. We magnify your name. And I want to say thank you, Father. I want to say thank you for everything you have done for us. You brought us to a point where we can sit down and say, it's you, O Father. And tonight that we take our authority to the next level. We take it to the next level, and we look unto you. Because you said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and we shall not be falling away. Take tonight, Father, where we want to praise your name, want to love you, want to adore your name, want to say hallelujah, want to say it's you, there's none besides you. You're the only true God. And we said thank you, Father. We said thank you, Father. And Father, I just ask you to send people to do what you call them to do. Somewhere. I thank you, Father. Amen. And then, Father, thank you, Father. My God, I love you, Father. My God, I love you, Father. And, Father, we just can say, it's you. tonight's the night, but we just give thanks. And one of the things I will say, as I said earlier, that in the Lord to provide us for them, while the rich think they have no need. See, there is a fight between classes, the rich and the poor and the rich, the have and the have-nots, the got and the ain't got. So let's take three positions right quick before we got another speaker coming on. Worldly providence, worldly poverty does not exclude heavenly riches. Let me repeat that one more time. Worldly, P-R-O-V-E-R-T, or poverty does not exclude heavenly riches. When Jesus was on earth, taking into consideration, he had no riches. He sent Peter to get the tax, the first one, and to find the fish out of the fish's mouth. See, Jesus Christ was sent to this earth for the purpose that we have our rightful place back with God. When you go back and read the book of Genesis, God gave man the right. If you go back and read Genesis chapter 1 and all the way to chapter 2, you're going to find that God gave man the right to recreate. Man had the right. God said, you have the right. I'm giving it to you. But because the devil came along and hoodwinked him through the woman as well as the man, they were both put out of the precious place called the garden that God had. It was a garden that was just full of everything. God said to her, told a man, he didn't tell a woman, he said, everything in the garden you can have. You can eat of it, but that over there, don't touch it. He didn't have curiosity. Curiosity never entered to the man. Okay, Lord, you said it, I agree with you. But came along, the woman that was taken out of the man. And as time grew in, we see what a question was raised. Well, the devil said, he knew he couldn't challenge the man because God had already instructed him what to do and what not to do. But he took the woman, he said, let me see where she stands. He said, have God not said? See, he lied already. Have God not said? God never said to her, he said to the man, that you shall not eat, that you should say, if you don't bother this, you'll be all right. You won't get it. Go ahead, help yourself and eat it. Get a part of it. Part of it. Enjoy yourself. So she took a bite and she saw it. She saw it was pleasing. Oh, so it brings an understanding. Rich in faith. Stay with me. We'll take you somewhere. See, and when God released the whole scenario, the devil was kicked out. That is a snake. Crawling in bed for the rest of his life. The man and the woman they had sinned. Unpardonable sin. And so God had to find a way that he could get his word into the world. That's why we say the rich man. When you read out of the book of Luke chapter 16, verse 19. The rich man went to hell while Lazarus rejoiced in Abraham's bosom. Now, wasn't that a strange dichotomy? The rich man went to hell, screaming and hollering. But that poor man, Lazarus, they thought it not to be nobody. The poor man went straight to the bosom of Abraham, that God had so set up what Jesus Christ would come. And I'll define that for you later on. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, when he was in Abraham's bosom, did you know that rich man that went to hell was saying, oh, God, let me send somebody and tell him, don't do it. God said, not by possible. See, once the decision is made, it's a done deal. I always say that. With me serving God, it's a done deal. With me asking God to forgive, it's a done deal. It's a love, it's a done deal. But God wants us to know We got to come through Jesus Christ to get him. God is in charge of it all. So my second point is, the rich think they have more important things than serving God. Can't you see some big organization in America and the seven continents? We have too much to do to be in prayer right now. Let them, that's how they put it, let them. Who are them? Who are those? Who are them? Let them go out and put prayer and put different stuff up. Too much for us to do. Too much. So the rich farmer was busy storing his goods. See, God always gives us a good picture. The rich farmer, hallelujah, storing his goods for his future, forgetting to provide for everything he has. And you see, this is one of the points that I will let you know more than anything else in the world. When you get rich in faith, you have to realize the world that provides poverty does not exclude heavenly riches. The rich think that there are more important things to do than serving God. To be rich in faith, I say, is to be heirs of the kingdom of God. See, word of God is not only temporary. See, all the stuff I have, I said stuff, that's what I call it, stuff I have, the house, the TV, the radio, all of this, the clothes, the cars, they're temporary. But there is a life. The kingdom of God is promised to those that love God. So right now, I turn you over, I got the prayer, a lady that's got a word for us tonight. I've been praying all day to hear, and so now's her time. Teacher Sonia Thompson, are you there?
Yes, I'm
blessed. I'm blessed. I'm ready to hear you. I know God will put some on your heart. I want to send that.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I'm gonna be a student of listening.
Well, we give God the praise.
Amen.
And we thank him for this time. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your goodness and your mercy. And Lord, we just decrease and surrender to you that you bring forth the word in due season for all that are listening and in the hearing realm of this radio station tonight.
Yes, Lord.
We bind every hindrance of the devil, and we loose your precious Holy Spirit to lead and guide us to all truths in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, this has been a rough day, I must say. It's been a very rough day. And I got three scriptures that I wanted us to take a look at tonight.
Okay.
The first one is Jeremiah 29:11.
Okay.
And the second one is, I believe it is in the book of Luke. Matthew, where it says, take no thought for your life.
Mm-hmm.
You may have to help me a little bit. I don't see my notes I had with me earlier.
Okay. We're going to start.
And the third one is Philippians. Philippians 4:7. And, you know, I guess you're going to get some of my my closet is open tonight.
Yeah.
Because when we go through these difficulties in life, relationships, on the job, wherever, you know, the bottom line is the trouble or the difficulty doesn't change the word of God. It does not change the word of God.
There's not changes.
You know, the relationships, you know, it seems like when one relationship get better, something's going on in another relationship.
Mm.
But, you know, the Bible says to let not your heart be troubled. And let it not be afraid. And these words are for a specific reason. Because this trouble is going to come every day. But our focus has to go back to the Word of God.
Yes.
No matter if the relationship the folks are leaving, or if you want them to come and they don't want to come, or if you want them to be in agreement and they don't want to be in agreement. If the difficulties you're trying to figure out or work it out, and it's not working. You know, there's difficulties in life like that, and you're not going to be able to work it out. There's difficulties in relationships like that, and you're not going to be able to change somebody's mind. If they want to go, guess what they're going to do? They're going to go. If they don't want to come, guess what? They're not going to come.
Amen.
And that does not have to throw us into a whirlwind. Because you cannot be focused on these situations and on these people. You know, in Isaiah it says, and you know what, I want to grab these scriptures, but in Isaiah it says that he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Now,
yes.
You're going to have that perfect peace no matter what's going on in your life. If you keep your mind stayed on him, that's the key right there. You know, what I was going through today, it didn't make any sense whatsoever. When I look back over my life and the different troubles and tribulations I've gone through, they don't make no sense. But we will stop and try to understand every bit of it. And in Proverbs, God tells us, lean not on your own understanding. He tells us to trust in him with all our heart. Lean not on our own understanding. Acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will direct our path. This focus has to be on God and God alone. Because the bottom line is you're going to have these troubles every day. That's the bottom line. But how we deal with them and who we approach them makes the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as we go through these problems and these tribulations and these situations and circumstances, a lot of times we let them define us and tell us who we are. That's not supposed to be your definition. The situation and the circumstance and the person or the people never were your creator. Amen?
Amen.
And so, you know, all that getting these low self-esteem, low opinions of yourself, that's not of God.
No.
You know, it's time to straighten out, man. You know what? I think I'm preaching to me tonight.
Oh, praise God.
That business has to stop.
Amen.
We got to get this thing straightened out and straighten ourselves up. We got to get a hold of ourselves in this body of Christ. Because this, the economy, what's happening in the government, what's happening on your job, what's happening in these relationships, that's not who you are. What you've done in your past, that doesn't define who you are. The Word of God defines who you are.
Amen.
That's the only way you can have a true definition of you. Now, you can believe it, lie all you want to. You know what?
Mm.
I said some things today, and it's just amazing how things can be manipulated and turn around to mean something different than what you've ever said. And then a lot of times people don't want to even communicate with you to hear you explain what you're saying. They've already got it formed in their mind, and that's what they're going with. That's why you cannot let them define you.
Amen.
The definition of who we are. This is what God says about us in Jeremiah 29:11. See, that's something very specific, what he says about us. Yeah, we're on a roll now. We got to get straightened out tonight.
Amen.
And it's so critical that you run to this word. You know, the Bible says that God is a strong tower, and the righteous run in and are safe. The only place you can be safe is in the Word of God. You cannot be safe by the definition of others, by the definitions of what your experiences have brought you to. You cannot be safe by that. The only safe place is in God. Jeremiah 29:11 says, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. You know, a lot of times when these situations happen to you, you get these ideas of doom and gloom. No, you don't have to. No, God doesn't have that thought of you. People may have it of you, and they'll get it quickly. But God says, I know the thoughts I have towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. That is what our future is. That's our future right there.
Amen.
And everything that says anything different is a lie.
That's right.
And a lot of times we want people to understand us, and we're seeking to try to you know, do all these things to just get them to understand. No, that needs to stop. The focus has to be on God. God understands you. And God knows what he has for you. He knows how he thinks about you. He doesn't call up all your faults. He knows the thoughts he has toward you, thoughts of good and not of evil. He knows the future. And his plans for us are good and full of hope. As long as God, who knows the future, provides our agenda and goes with us as we fulfill his mission, we can have boundless hope. See, folks will stop going with you. Folks are turned tight real quick. And that's why you've got to put your trust in the Lord. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never do it. And you're looking at, when you look at people and you look at, you know, you want the support of your parents, you want the support of this person and that person, you're looking the wrong way. You done already set yourself up for failure. I'm not, you know, the bottom line is, don't put all that on people. Don't put all your expectation and your hope in people, and then when they let you down, you falling like a ton of bricks. That may be too much for them. You may be putting expectations on them that they cannot handle, but the one who can is the God of, is the Almighty God, is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He will never let us down. You see, he says he knows the thoughts he has toward us. And I praise God for that. That's a beautiful word for me. You know, I ain't got to never worry about being let down by God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And I wanted to find this. I got a little caught up, but now I got it. Matthew 6 and 34.
Amen.
Matthew 6 to 34, that's it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And here's the thing about all this thing. You know, we need to really, really actually step into this word and not step out of it.
Amen.
And let this word govern our lives, because, you know, sitting here worrying about things and stewing over them, you know, we'll mess our life up. We'll allow these situations to define us rather than the Word of God.
Amen.
You know, Matthew 6:34 says, take therefore no thought for tomorrow. For the morrow should take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You know, what we have is we have this 24 hours. You know, a lot of times we're always thinking about, you know, what's going to happen in the future, or what has happened in the past. But we're not really living in the present. You know, we're missing our life. And that's what these situations and circumstances do to us. You know, if we back it up to verse 31, you know, and before this, Jesus is talking about how God has clothed the grass of the field. And a lot of this
A lot of these things nobody ever sees. But can we trust him to take care of us? Verse 31 says, Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink, or whether all shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. You know, taking no thought. You know, we've been looking all month in John 14, where Jesus is talking about take no thought. You know, let not your heart be troubled.
Be troubled, yes.
And you know, that is a main thing. We don't need to be troubled by these situations. We need to rest in, and that's in Hebrews, it's an enter into his rest. That's a trust in God. Believing in God. Believing that he can take care of whatever our situations manifest in our life.
Yes.
You know, we have to believe, because if you don't believe, all unbelievers have a place in the lake of fire. We have to believe. You know, it's time to just stand up and face these situations with belief.
Amen.
Not with your understanding, and not with what you can do and how you can figure it out. We need to believe God over every situation we go into and over every situation we have in life. And, you know, that's why the Bible tells us to be anxious for nothing in Philippians 4:6. But by prayer and thanksgiving, make our request known unto God and the God of peace. You know, we got to let this stuff go. And we got to place it in God's hands and leave it there.
Amen.
And you know what? When we do those type of things, we can operate in what God has called us to operate in. You know, these situations in life, if you look at those the parable he talks about, the sower and the seed, those are the things that choke up that word. You know, folks get lost in the cares of this world. They get lost in what the other person's doing, what that person's doing, the marriage going bad, all that stuff is very distracting if we're not focused and steadfast in this word. That stuff is going to happen.
Amen.
People, and you know what? And what it does, it tries to get all of us on the course of hell.
Yes.
Yeah.
It tries to get all of us. When the enemy is able to operate through one, he's trying to get the whole group.
That's right.
I'm gonna sow this bitterness in here because she's gonna be bitter because he's leaving. You know, he done that. This one did that, and she put some more bitterness in there. But baby, you sow that love back on. You put that prayer on them. You do what
Amen.
God said, forgive them. And I don't care how many times you got to forgive them in one day, forgive them.
Yes,
you better let
Amen.
That stuff go. Because Amen. God can't operate through us holding all that junk in. And the thing about it is, if you believe God, he says vengeance is mine. Now, I don't know what side you're on vengeance, though. But the bottom line is, he's telling us, I got it when they go crazy. I got it when they don't intentionally do it. I got it every time.
I got it.
That's what he's telling us.
That's
so you
words.
Can still look up out the way and just follow me, and I got your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And that's us putting all of our trust in him.
Praise him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had to get myself straight tonight.
Amen.
You know.
Oh, glory.
Because the Bible tells us to rejoice in the Lord. You know,
yes,
not to be sitting up here looking crazy. You know, we're always supposed to be full of joy.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, let me just bring this thing to the real. Here I am sitting up here tripping on what somebody else is doing. But where's my rejoice go that quick? You know, I had to get myself straight here tonight because, you know, people going to do what they're going to do. And you may not know everything, but let me tell you something. I know a God, and I can say this in French. This was the only French thing that I learned from being around these French people was je vois tout le temps and pardonnez. And that means that God sees all the time, and he don't see. He sees everything. Whether I know what you're doing or not, it don't matter. He do. And he got it. And
Amen.
See, that's what we got to get where it don't phase us.
that we can keep on loving. And see, that messes people up when you can keep on loving them. When you keep on acting nice to them. And that's what it says in Romans chapter 12. You heaping them hot coals on the head. And you know, that was a very important thing back in that day. Folks needed fire. And for you to pull out a coal when they needed to make a fire was a big thing. And the thing about it, let's keep heaping those hot coals on their head today.
Yes.
Amen. Because
that is, you know, we need to focus on who are we pleasing here? Who are we trying to please here? You trying to please man or you trying to please God? You got to get that thing straight. I got to get that
Amen.
Thing straight.
Yes.
Am I trying Amen. To please God or am I trying to please man? Because the bottom line is we focus on pleasing God, and guess what? He's got it all covered.
Got it all covered.
And he told us, I'll Amen. Never leave you nor forsake you. You ain't got to hold on to nobody.
Amen.
Nobody. But
nobody.
We are called to love everybody.
Yes.
Amen.
And no matter if your family, if it's your husband, wife, whoever, you know, it doesn't matter. If they want to go, hey, they're going to go. If they want to stay, they're going to stay.
Yes.
No matter what the situation is, the difficulty in life, the job, the people on the job, you cannot put these people or this job that say it have power over you. We are sitting
Amen.
Up here declaring Jesus is Lord. So if he's Lord, he is the one in control.
That's right. Amen.
So, you know, it's you know, and like I say, I'm preaching to me tonight. So, you know, that's the bottom line. And it's time for us to focus on the Lord and the Lord only.
Amen.
You know, that's what it is right now, because focusing on these situations, these circumstances, these family, friends, and loved ones, all that's the wrong focus. Yeah, we will love them, and we will do as the Word have called us to, but that's not the focus. He said, those that keep their minds stayed on me, I'll keep them in perfect peace. And that perfect peace is a place that you can be used by the Lord. That's the most important thing, is to surrender our lives as living sacrifices. The most important thing is for us to lay down our life, deny ourselves, pick up the
Amen.
Cross and follow him. You know, the most important thing is to go into all the world and preach the gospel.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible says believers will cast out demons. They'll speak with new tongues.
Yeah.
They'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You can't do that if you ain't got no peace.
Amen.
You can't do that if the peace, Prince of Peace ain't lording over your life.
Come on.
There's
Amen.
All this other stuff going on in your head and trying to figure out John Doe and Jane Doe and this one and that one and the situation on the job. What you going to do? How you going to be used to God? There's too much stuff cluttering you. You're too distracted. You know, this is a
Amen.
Call. I think I'm going to get my communion out today and put myself in remembrance.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
Jesus have done too much for us to let these little old things distract us. People are living hard all over this world, and we've been blessed.
Yes.
We've been blessed. We got all these Bibles and thesauruses and all vines, dictionaries, and all kinds of stuff around us. They can't even get a page some places here of the Word of God. And we got plenty of them around us.
Brilliant.
And we sit up here and slip and slide through some situations, and they hurt my feelings, and they didn't say it the right way, and he done left again, and they gave me the pink slip, and I don't know what I'm going to do without him. But I can do better. I'm coming back to me again. I can do better.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
I can do better.
Amen.
And I sure hate y'all had to listen in on my junk tonight. But
No, that's okay. In order for our hearts to be clear, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I do want to go to verse 7 because you did come out of Philippians 4. But I just want to read verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart, not just your mind, but shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. You know, we talk about the mind. If those who keep their mind stayed on him, he would keep them in perfect peace. But your heart
is connected to your mind, and your mind is connected to your heart. Your heart don't do what your mind tells it to do until your heart reacts on it, and vice versa. So if we didn't have a peaceful heart, then we wouldn't have a peaceful mind. And if we don't have a peaceful mind, we don't have a peaceful heart. But he said, through Christ Jesus, that we will have the peace of God. That's our focus. And you round it back up. And one thing, you know, you're talking to, you know, you said your mess. It's not just your mess. These are the things that balance each and every one of us, things that people don't want to talk about, you know, and they want to keep sweeping under the rug. But God did things in the natural before he did it in the spirit. And what are we? We're the natural before we're the spirit, because we can't be fully spirit until we're, this fleshly is dead and going back to be with God. That's when we become completely spiritual. But it says for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And that's what you did tonight. You didn't allow those strongholds to consume you. You said, wait a minute, this thing that I've been conflicted with today, this was nothing but carnal. Nothing but carnal. But because you gave it to God, now you're casting down every imagination and high things that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, bringing it into the captivity of the thoughts to the obedience of Christ.
Amen.
And that's the thing. That's the whole key thing. How can we keep our mind in perfect peace if we don't bring it back to the things of God? It's a whole lot of things that stumbling blocks are thrown our way to make us fall. That's
yeah.
the enemy's job. You know, you talked about how can you know, somebody that keeping their mind stayed on Jesus rejoicing. Yeah, sometimes you can be caught off guard, but you bring it all right back into captivity. The word I just read out of 2 Corinthians. We bring it all back in obedience to God. No, you're not going to consume me. You thought you had me. I know your trick, enemy. You come to rob, you come to steal, or you come to destroy, and you come to kill. But you're not going to rob me, nor are you going to destroy me, nor are you going to kill me, because you already been defeated. I'm bringing this thing right back to Jesus.
Amen.
And that's what we have to do, and that's what we have to teach the people. You know, bring this thing, get us right back to Jesus. The battle ain't yours. And I heard you say, woman of God, out of Romans, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I shall repay. So, and another scripture that I want to really touch base on is also in Philippians 4:11. Now that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I'm in, therewith to be content. We got to learn how to be content. It don't make no difference if the earth is shaking around us. Because you know you are with Jesus, that cannot move you. That cannot shake you. He's looking for solid relationships. He says, I have made a covenant with you. You don't just easily throw your covenant away. You don't just easily break your covenant. Yeah, you might have some rocky times in that covenant, but you come and he says, let us reason together. Isaiah 1:19. Come here. Sit down and talk to me. And sometimes you got to talk it out. How do we expect to win each battle if we don't talk it out? Talk it out by the word of God.
Amen.
everything that we can possibly imagine or we can even think to go through. Jesus Christ done conquered it.
Amen.
I like that. Done conquered it.
Done conquered it. It's done.
Say it again, Monica.
Done conquered it. It's done.
It's done. It's a done deal.
It's a done deal.
It's a done deal.
It's a done deal. I'm going to tell you, because sometimes when I allow stuff, people, spirits, to throw me off track, I'm like, wait a minute. Let me go and regroup. Let me go back and regroup. Let me go talk to my father, because wait a minute. That thing stung me. You know, I like to talk about baseball. My granddaddy taught me about baseball. And I love that curveball, but they be pitching that ball from 95 miles to 100 and something an hour. Can you imagine standing at that bat and that ball coming to you that fast and it's a curve in there trying to hit you and you trying to knock this ball out of the park? But because it was swinging so fast, you take that bat and you swing and you miss it. Now you hold that bat and you get your little stand back together and you shuffle your feet and you readjust the bat in your hand and you say, next time that ball comes, I'm gonna knock it out the ballpark.
Yeah.
And that's why we have to stay focused on God's word. Sometimes the enemy might come in and he might throw that curveball and that curveball hit you and it's coming at 95 and 100 something miles per hour. Yeah, it's going to hurt. It's going to sting. It's going to even knock you off of your feet. But a just man falls 7 times and he get back up.
Get back up.
That's what's so good about the grace of God. And Jesus dying and redeeming our sins. Because we don't have to stay there. We get back up. And we say, okay, now I can conquer this thing. Because didn't he say, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus? I'm going to hit this ball out of the park. And I done set my mind on Jesus. Those who let this mind be in thee as in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
When we said yes to Jesus, 2 Corinthians 5:17, I want to turn there right quick, and I'm not taking over the lesson, but I do want to say this right here.
No, you need to keep going. We need to let the Holy Ghost take over the lesson.
Amen. And the Holy Ghost is taking over. I just want to acknowledge, you know, that Chanda ain't doing nothing. Amen.
Let's go.
Amen. Amen. 5:17.
What scripture?
Amen. I'm trying to get to my scripture. Give me one second. To God be the glory.
Amen.
I'm in the wrong chapter. That's why I can't find it. But here we go. To God be the glory. Let's get up there and see. Thank you, Jesus. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And in Genesis 1:26, he says, let us make thee in our image and our likeness.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be made into his image and likeness until we do 2 Corinthians 5:17. Until we invite him in our life to change us, to make us over. Now, right. when a man and a woman come to conceive a child, he has to enter. Change has to take place when the seed and the egg connect. And that's when that baby is made in the image and the likeness of that mother and that father. And that's the same thing when we say yes to Jesus. We're being made over. We're no longer, we don't walk out the flesh, but we walk out of the spirit. And those who walk out of the spirit are now called sons and daughters of God. We've been adopted in. And we are being changed and transformed each and every day that we stay connected to the vine. You know, my mama used to say a long time ago, and I ain't understand it. Yeah, that's a branch off the old tree. Not understanding that he is the vine and we're the branch. But she would talk about her children. Yeah, they you know, somebody would say, well, she sure act like you. She sure talk like you, and so forth and so on. Yeah, that's a branch off the old tree. But that's the same thing with Christ Jesus. The more and more we get in tune and connected, we're supposed to sound like Jesus. We're supposed to walk like Jesus. We're supposed to look like Jesus. There's a transformation that's supposed to take place in each and every one of us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, amen. You know, one of the things I take notice of, much study has been given to all of us, and one of the things that has brought me to a greater understanding is in the scripture. And the word says, the kingdom of heaven has come unto me. The kingdom of heaven lives in me. The kingdom of heaven will abide with me. You're going to find it in the Synoptic Gospel, where the kingdom of God, the day we receive Jesus Christ, we receive the kingdom of God. As we have the kingdom of God, we have the right, we have the privilege, we're rich, we're not poor, we're not hungry, we're not left alone. God is still there because the kingdom of God has come and live within us, live within me. So therefore, the more I take on the word of God and look at it, God says, as y'all was saying in the book of Genesis, let us make man of our image. And God took man with Jesus Christ being right there. He took him and he recreated him. And he, while he was talking to him, creating him, God put himself in there. So the more we take a notice at the kingdom of God, and what you said earlier, Minister Sonia, God has a, we could give it back to God. God said, cast your cares upon me. That's what
Amen.
He wants. That's what
Amen.
He wants. Devil ain't
Amen.
More the
Amen.
Devil just made a fool of himself. And the more I began to meditate and pray and meditate and pray, I see, you know what, all my life I've been my own fool. The kingdom of heaven lives within me. The kingdom of God is in me. And the more I got the kingdom of God, wait a minute, you mean it's in my heart? Yes. My physical heart? It's in your spiritual heart. But it's encased with the care of God because I took... The more I began to meditate and pray and meditate and pray and meditate and pray, and one thing is came to my ten. But every day, I crucify this flesh. Jesus said the words, any man that come after me must do what? First, deny himself. So, every day we live in this, we walk in this a place where people got their attitude about us. They said, the devil already got on his. See, I found out today. I was out just sitting there back at T.O. I had to go do my exercise. I was sitting there just thanking the Lord. And all of a sudden, the enemy came with a thought. And I said, not here. But the more I talked to God and looked at everything, I said, oh, okay, I see what's happening. Oh, y'all want to attack me now. That's what I was saying in the spirit. Not openly, but I said, oh, devil, I see what you're trying to do. See, the devil's going to attack you every day he can. But if you don't know what you don't stand before the God, in God, by God, and through God, ain't nothing going to happen. Somebody said, well, you ought to go on up there with get the folks at the Ferguson. I said, no, God's got it in his hand. What is happening in the world we live in, beloved, help me if I'm wrong, somebody, the ministry of the fivefold needs to repent. We all need to repent and come to God. And I said, if I made it toward 2014, December 1, I would say, I have repented before God for not standing firm, for not standing humbly, for not submitting to what God's word says. Or the president say, the president Hogwarts, that's the president word come. The president, I don't live under, see, I have to make another determination. What government do I live under? Do I live under the world's government, or do I live under God's government? There is a distinct difference. We all been there. Well, if you don't do like we say, you can't get a retirement check. But when God says, to whom much is given, much is required. Bless those who give. So it comes to me, the more I begin to see that, I say, oh my God, forgive me for it. He said, you're forgiven. I knew it, but I couldn't understand it. But finally, when it was melted down in my spirit, the kingdom of God is lived within me. So we can continue to teach, but the kingdom of God lives within me. And one thing I learned out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, where it speaks about Jesus Christ. He took on the form of a man. Good God Almighty, I'm getting happy already.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He took on the form of a man. The form. Jesus, the spirit of Jesus, took on the form of a man. But he became the word in the book of Genesis, book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But all of a sudden, here's what he captured my attention with. He came that he might do what? That was the purpose of him being born. The first Adam couldn't do nothing. He fell on his face and blah, blah, blah. Another story. But Jesus was threatened by the devil. And the devil said, it is written. It is written. It is written. Case closed. Satan could do nothing until the last 2 days. He said, oh, he stirred up again. So I know I got him. He meddled. He came the last time to try to defeat Jesus. But he was defeated for a whole time in his ministry. But on the last thing, and I always say this because I thank God. And all of a sudden, when they did everything they could to hang Jesus Christ, there were two malefactors in the book of Psalms that speaks about the malefactors. He died with them. Jesus died with them. But keep in mind, he became a man. And so by him doing that, the one man said, oh, you being the Son of God, why don't you come on down and save yourself? Sound like the devil trying to talk. But God just looked at him. Jesus just looked at him. But then the other man say, Master, when you enter your kingdom, I want you to remember me. And Jesus said, this day, not tomorrow, not 2:14, not 6 A.D., B.C., this day you shall be with me in paradise. So it gives me to know that when I die, I'm going to be with Jesus. Hallelujah. And the more we take it, see, it's so good. The more we hear teaching, iron sharpens iron. Y'all sharpen me, I hope I sharpen y'all. But the more we sharpen each other, the more we pray, the more we ask God to keep all of us. And the more you dig into the word, the more you pray into the word. To see, where you at, the job you have, the devil gonna always attack you more now than ever. Well, I got on the run again. But then to take notice now. And Jesus, and the Holy Spirit took the veil back to heaven. Jesus became spiritual flesh. And I found the word that says in the Bible, oh my Lord, it's in the book. It's in the Bible. I got to shout. It's in Matthew. It's in the Bible. Jesus, he did it. But I take notice of this. If we can stand the fight that we have before us, we got a good fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Paul told us that fight as a good soldier. We got to fight it as a good soldier. One thing we believe on us know this much, no matter what nobody says to you, you are, we are, as old folks said, we got the rock that rocks the boat. We got the rock that rocks the boat. And that rock in life is known as Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus said these words. Thank you, Father. Jesus said these words. We didn't say this, said. But the moment you stop, Jesus said, I can do nothing except my Father show it to me. Can't do nothing. But as the Father showed him, he did it. And that's what we need to, that's what we live at. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. Y'all got me happy.
Amen.
Y'all got me happy.
You know what? I really appreciate y'all tonight. And, you know, I thank God. I had a different word in mind earlier. And as the day unfolded, that word changed.
Yeah.
And I praise God for it. Because in this time, I've seen a turnaround in me. And we have to do this.
Yeah.
We have to do this.
Amen.
I mean, if you can't get but to one saint that can help you get straight, you got to do that.
Amen.
I ain't got no shame in my game. I don't care what you think. I'm trying to make it in. And you know, the last thing I have to say is Romans 8:28.
Get out of Dark City.
Now, again, I know right now, I can put my name in this scripture, and Tanya knows that all things work together for good for her because she loved the Lord.
Yes.
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 And I am called according to his purpose.
Come on.
Yes.
And, you know, I appreciate the Lord bringing this out on the radio tonight. And the reason being is because, you know what, you can get around some saints and feel like you're the only one with a problem. You can go to church and feel like everybody fixed but you. Come on now.
Come on.
And I ain't ashamed about it. Because a lot of times, you know, that's the way the Lord uses me. I can be talking to somebody and all of a sudden, here come the word that I needed to hear. And I say, okay, Lord, that's cool with me. I praise God for that. And you know what? And then I'll be talking about what I'm going through, and that person said, well, you know what? I needed to hear that.
Yeah.
Amen.
And that's a blessing. Because, see, we got to get this pride out the way. We're trying to get somewhere. I ain't got time for folks to be, you know, thinking I'm all perfect all the time. No, I'm going through. And I'm not going to stop and pitch a tent, okay? We ain't going to be no campfire. We ain't going to be singing Kumbaya. I'm going to keep moving. Because Psalm 23, it says that he's with us.
Yeah.
They rock the staff. They comfort us as we go through. Not stop and make a tent and set up the RV. No, we don't do all that. We ain't making no s'mores tonight. We're going to go through this thing.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I praise God for it.
Amen.
Because through these times, you know, you got something you can talk to folks that's going through trouble.
Yeah.
You can talk to them. You can talk to them and tell them how God brought you up. You know, one of the greatest things that has helped me in the past is saints giving me their testimony.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
And, you know, the Bible says in Revelation, we overcome.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Come
somebody,
on.
And the word
come on. Come on. Come on.
It ain't just to be telling, you know, to tell talk about how much dope you smoked or how much sex you had. It's
come
about
on.
For us to tell the folks. You can come out of that. You don't have to be like
it.
That.
That's
you
it.
Ain't going to stay addicted tonight. You can put that crack pipe down. You can put
Amen.
Down that joint. You ain't got to live like that self-medicating yourself or going down there laying with somebody or thinking that's the way you got to have somebody. No, they don't want you if that's all it's about.
This one
Amen.
You know, God wants you. God wants you. And he ain't told you to open your legs one time. He wants you.
Yeah.
You
know,
he
Amen.
Wants you. Your
Please.
Name is written in the palm of his hand. That's the bottom line. You
yeah.
know, people are hurt out here. People are hurting. I was hurting. I got on here with y'all.
But to God be the glory.
We hurt sometimes as saints.
Amen.
You know, and I mean that's the real story, I believe.
It is.
Amen.
That's what I've been going through here and there, and I think you know the bottom line is coming back to that word, being in that word, staying in that word. You know, letting that word lead and guide you to all truth. Let the Holy Spirit take over. This stuff hurts out here in the world. This stuff hurts from your family, from your loved ones and all that, and from the job and all that. You done worked all your life on this job, and the folks act like you ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Been there, seen that, been there. I know.
Amen.
You know, the government
that's
checks
that's
is going to
call me.
One day they're going to call and say, hey, we got an inspection going on here. You out.
Yeah.
You know? You can't trust in that. You trust in the Lord with all your heart. That is the deal right there.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Is the peace right Amen. There. That is the way right there.
That's the way.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, I told y'all I had one last thing to say, and that was it. Praise God. I really appreciate the word that has gone forth tonight. I have taken notes off of everybody.
Amen. And you know, when Dr. Hunter I quoted the scripture, 2 Peter 5 and 7, casting all your cares upon him, for
Amen.
He cares for you. You know, what I heard when he said that scripture was, when you just cast your cares, all God is doing is giving you an understanding.
Yeah.
And that's what you just came back. You came back with clear revelation and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God. I'm talking to Minister Sandra now. And I thank God for your testimony just now because you just came through with a test on you. You just came through with a testimony, but you came through with understanding. And that's what he means when you cast your cares. Come, reason with me. I'm a God of love. I'm a God that's gentle. I'm a God that's your father. I'm a God that is wise counseling. I'm a God that's everlasting peace. You know, I just get to know me. Come and sit with me. Sup with me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sup with me. And that's what we're doing. We're supping with him. So he has to come and give us revelation and understanding to what happened.
Yeah.
It don't make no difference what has happened. As long as we bring it to God, reason with him, casting our cares. He's going to bring that understanding and that revelation. He already told us, lean
Amen.
Not to your own understanding, but acknowledge me in all that you do, and I shall direct your path. You don't just have one path. We don't have just one path. We have paths to go through. If we look at the route that Jesus took and the different places that he went to, it was not just one place he visited. It was not one place that he did miracles and signs and wonders. He went and he traveled different paths.
Amen.
Even, you know, I said earlier, I said God does things in the natural before he does it in the spirit. Don't you know? Here is the Son of God Hallelujah, Jesus. Them stepped off of the throne and became flesh. First of all, that flesh was going in some mess. And that's what he's telling us. We were born into mess, but I sent my son to redeem you. So therefore, mess going to come up because we still live in a messed up world.
Yeah.
Until we return to glory, that's when it's going to be perfect. Peace, no more weeping, no more crying, and so forth on Revelation 8. But he was born into some mess. And not only was he born into some mess, he grew up as a child, just like we did.
Yes.
He had a mother. He had a mother and a father. He had a father that taught him his trade. But he also had a heavenly father that he had a relationship with. And he came and he paved the way for each and one of us. Get to know him as a father. See, in the beginning, we got to know him as God. And people fear God. It says the first of understanding is to reverence God. That's the first fear that they had to encounter, was who is this great God that created all of this and can wipe it out with a flood? Is that not a God to fear?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He spoke his own self into existence.
Yes.
Everything he done, he spoke it, and it was framed, and it came. That's the same kind of power that we're operating with because of Jesus dying and being resurrected. We died
Hallelujah.
In him, so we died in him, so we rose in him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. 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 And a lot of times, we don't tap into our spiritual man. We can face some things, and we forget the greater one that's inside. We don't consult God, but he told us in Proverbs, lean not to your own understanding and knowledge me. It don't make no difference because he says, take no thought into tomorrow. It don't make no difference what tomorrow is going to bring. But because you have hope in Christ Jesus, you can ask him, what is it that you want me to do with tomorrow? What is it that you want me to wear tomorrow? What is it that you want me to eat tomorrow? These little things that may seem minute to man, it's a big deal with God.
Amen.
Just like when you raise your baby, and that's what we are. We are babies to him. We are his little children. And when you raise your children don't go in there and fix their own food and fix their own bottle and so forth and pick out their own clothes.
My God.
Everything is orchestrated by you. And we talked about it, him being the ruler. Not your job, not your husband, not your wife, not your children, not your money, but him. Take no thought in tomorrow, for tomorrow has its own worries. But because I am your refuge, I am your help in present time and trouble, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Learn to be content in me. That's all Jesus is saying. I done it all for you. Don't you trust me? Don't you believe me? What can I do to convince you that it's already been done for you?
My God.
I want to enter in. And you know, you talked about the man on the cross, Dr. Hunter, that got at the end, that got to
to come into paradise with Christ Jesus because he recognized who he was, I want some jewels in my crown.
Brother Emmy. Yes.
I don't want it just to be escaping in by the skin. I want to come in with my arms wide open and say, Father, hallelujah, hallelujah, Father. Oh.
My.
I am so glad to see your face. I am so glad to be with the one who created me before I was in my mother's womb. Father, hallelujah, Jesus. I want to see Jesus, the one who covered it all for me, that I don't have to have a care or a concern what this world can bring or what this world has to offer. I got better with Jesus. I'm already rich when I said I do. When I said I do to Christ, everything that my father owned, I now own. And if you don't believe it, read about the prodigal son. He came back home. He tried the world. And the world beat him up. He had to eat with pigs and he had to eat the flock. But because his father is so loving and so gentle, he said, I greet you with a ring. I greet you in royalty. We are royalty. And that's how we should look every single day. I don't care if you don't have one copper penny in your pocket. Walk out the house like you got $1 million in your pocket, $1 billion. We are the image and the likeness of Christ. And if he owned everything, we better start walking out here looking like we own everything. I didn't say be puffed up in pride. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying be puffed up in pride in him. Be boastful in Christ Jesus. Be confident in Christ Jesus. Know that you know who your father is. Don't call him daddy. I hear people call him daddy. Don't call him daddy. He's not your daddy. He says don't call no man father but him. You can't identify him as a daddy and a father. No, he is the heavenly father. My homeboy. No, he's not your homeboy. He's not your H. Coon Boom. People got it twisted, and I would not conform to the world's way. And that's what they're trying to do. Oh, you got to get hip like these children. No. I'm going to speak what the word speaks. And that's what we got to stand hold fast to. We got to speak what my God. Our Father speaks.
My God. Amen.
Don't you know God knows about each and every one of us. He created. He know the numbers of our heads. He know how to win that thug. He know how to win that prostitute. He knows how to get that child out of abuse. God knows how to do it all. But all we got to do is stay on our faith. He said only some things come by fasting and praying.
Yes. Yes.
We got to truly start denying ourselves. And Dr. Hunter, you talked about repentance. Repentance should be always in our mind. We should always have repentance on our tongue because we never know when we fail God.
My God. My God.
I'm made in his image, in his likeness, and I want to look like him. I don't want to just sound like him. I want to look like him for real. When they see me, they see Jesus.
Amen.
I want to be transformed. I want to be transfigured. Whether Moses and Eli, they was transfigured on the mountain. Get me prepared, Lord. Prepare me, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, sir, Lord. Prepare me, Father.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let the God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
The glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The God be
thank
the glory.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
Hallelujah. And the Hallelujah. Only way we're going to be able to be transformed, that we can be transfigured, is to be real. When you hurt, go ahead and tell, I hurt today. Yes, you blessed. Yes, you highly favored. But yes, my heart hurts right now. People got real issues, real problems, and you can't keep just sweeping them out of the rug.
No,
we got to deal. We got to deal with it. And I'm telling you, I'm telling the radio people, everybody that's listening, men, truly have comfort for men. Women, please have comfort for women. Let the truth be told. People got issues, and you can't keep covering them up and sweeping them under the rug. They got to be delivered. They got to be healed. They got to be set free in order to enter in that place with God. Can't none of this go with God. It's enough people dying with broken hearted. It's enough people dying lonely. It's enough people dying by themselves. It's time out for that. Where is the body of Christ? It's time to stand up and stand out.
Amen. Amen. To God be glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, it's time for a revolution. I mean, it's time for a revolution to take place. Yes, it is. It's time for a revolution to take place. It truly is. Where are the front runners? I don't want to just see you on TV and you ain't got nothing to say and you're not doing anything.
Oh, you're meddling.
I want to see the movers and the shakers that's not afraid. Pick
you're
up
meddling.
Your cross for real. Pick up your
you're
cross meddling. For real. Die for Christ for real.
Amen. Well, I'm just gonna tell you. One pastor told me, he said, "Well, yeah, that's not my call. That's not my call. Everything
what matters to God that matters to all of us." We said the woman of God already read it tonight, Romans 8:28. They'll tell you I'm called. They'll tell you I'm chosen before His purpose. They'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So what matters to God should matter to us.
Yeah.
And it's His people. His people.
Amen. I know the God we serve is an awesome God. Nobody like our God. Nobody like our God. But you know, one thing I'll say tonight, we've had a blessed time tonight. Amen. We praise God. Hallelujah. And I would like for the sister, Sonia, would you close out with prayer or the words? Because if you got anything else to say, close out with prayer. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your word in due season. Father, we just give you the praise for it. We thank you, Lord God, for your Son, Jesus, whose bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Father,
yeah.
We thank you for that tonight. We accept that tonight, Lord God. We accept your forgiveness. We accept your healing, Lord God, of spiritual, physical, mental, emotional.
Yes, God.
Healing, Lord God. We thank you for it. We thank you that you didn't leave no stone unturned. And, Father, as we pray, closing out this time on this radio station, Father, we lift up each and every person listening on the radio station, each speaker, Lord God, wherever they are, whatever's going on in their life, God, we just bring it to you, oh God. And Father, we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ask or think. Father, we ask you to fix it, whatever it is. We don't know the details, but Lord, we just ask you to fix it in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you. We bless your holy name. And we give you all the honor and the glory tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, the Lord bless you. I thank y'all for staying. A blessed time together this night, and may God bless you. And I'll see you on the other side, okay?
God bless.
Amen.
Good night. Love you guys.
Love you too. Thank you. Good night.